CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Space exploring with Bob Zimmerman. He takes us to the James Webb Space Telescope and another spectacular representation of the galaxy and the universe. What am I looking at, Bob?
This is an infrared image. Remember, Hubble, Webb is not an optical telescope, so it only takes infrared images. So it's all false color. They assign whatever color they want to certain frequencies, wavelengths of the infrared. And this is an infrared image that Webb took of the star Fomalhaut. Fomalhaut is known for a debris disk that surrounds it. It's been known about that debris disk since the 70s. But Webb has the ability, and in the dust, once again, you know, you can do a lot of high-quality work in the infrared when it comes to dust and debris. And so Webb took an infrared image of this disk of dust and debris around Fomalhaut and discovered that, surprise, it's more complicated than they previously believed. And what Webb sees here in this image is multiple bands or rings or belts that surround the star. The star itself is blocked out so they can see the dust, and there are several different dust rings. This thing is about the size of our, well, it's larger than our solar system, much larger, and we're really looking at what's potentially a baby solar system in formation. One thing that the images showed is a dust cloud in the outer ring. Outer belt. That dust cloud, it's an area of more dust and debris. It's probably evidence of an impact that occurred between two large objects within that ring sometime in the recent past. We're looking at the beginnings of a solar system, essentially. Fomalhaut is an F star, which is not as bright as a G star, the sun, but it nonetheless could have eventually planets around it.
It's flabbergasting to see the real thing after all the theories. We go to the surface of Mars. Bob enjoys this, looking at the surface of Mars from orbit, and he's found a brain. Bob, is this brain attached to something living?
No. There is something. There is a geological formation on Mars called brain terrain that it has no comparable feature. It's unique to Mars. It doesn't exist on Earth. We've never seen it anywhere else in any other geological place, like the Moon. This is something on Mars. It's related somehow to ice, and it's related to sublimation of that ice, underground ice. But how it forms, they have no idea. They've got theories, but no scientist is really very enthused about any of the theories about this. You got to look at the picture to see. It's very looks like brain. The surface, you know, convolutions of the brain. It's located here in the glacial regions of Mars, so obviously that's a factor in how it formed. But explaining what caused these nodules that seem to flow and yet also go around depressions, that's even stranger. Don't ask me. I have no idea, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.